So before we get you to share a few of your favorites, Sam, can you give us a quick snapshot of the state of California architecture? Is it an exciting time to be in your line of work?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it really is. I think California is certainly one of the strongest economies in the country right now. And you can see, you know, examples like the tech world in Silicon Valley, they're building like crazy. And LA is a similar way. It's just growing like maybe too fast. And there's a lot of stuff happening and really, really talented architects to pull it off.
All right, then let's get to it. Starting in the southern part of the state and working our way north, let's talk about some of your favorite new buildings and what makes them noteworthy. I'm guessing we begin in San Diego County.
Yeah, let's start in San Diego. Probably my favorite new building there is the Central Library in San Diego by Rob Quigley. And essentially what he did there, this library took so long to build, but essentially he's bringing back the idea of this sort of take your breath away, awe-inspiring central space, sort of an atrium to reading room where you look up and in several floors up at a time. And sort of it brings sort of the grandeur back to architecture spaces in a really contemporary vocabulary.
That sounds very cool. What's next?
Probably the next one is in Anaheim, and that is the new Arctic train station. Not Arctic, like in the Arctic, but Arctic, which is a long acronym that I won't get into. But essentially, it's a train station that was built to anticipate high-speed rail coming to the state, but it's already being used for regular rail and also to host buses and other forms of transportation. And it's also bringing back the idea of the cavernous space, which you can see I love, and the sort of drama to architecture. It's one continuous hall that on top is actually covered with plastic panels. They're called ETFE panels. They're inflatable. And that basically helps with insulation, but it also allows for natural light to come into the space from all around it. And it opens it up, and it's really one of the coolest new spaces in California.
Nice. I'm guessing LA has got to have some cool buildings, right?
LA definitely has some cool buildings and a lot of cool architects, but probably my favorite, not original, the newest the new major art museum is the Broad, which is built by Diller Scofidio and Renfro, and it's on Grand Avenue in downtown LA. It's really injected a lot of energy into that area, and it's the art collection of Eli Broad, one of the richer men in LA, and it's basically it's got sort of this waffle exterior made out of it's really high tech fiberglass panels. That were sort of formed in a pattern that you really couldn't do without computer fabrication. And inside, you kind of take this long escalator tube ride up from this kind of cave-like first floor up to this open and completely spacious second floor, where you're bombarded by art, but also bombarded by natural light, which is rare in art spaces.
Right. So you're going for the architecture, but then you're also treated to a lot of really amazing art as well, right?
Yeah, LA Broad collects pretty much every major contemporary artist there is. If you're looking for the big names in contemporary art, he's got about everybody in that collection, and it's worth it.
Right, two for one. Where to next?
Next, I would go up to up to Silicon Valley, I would kind of look at a group of buildings, and that's the new buildings by the monster tech companies. That includes Apple, Samsung, and Facebook. And Apple, the new headquarters by Foster and Partners, is incredible. Like Apple, it's an incredible kind of perfectly detailed building. It's a giant disc known as a lot of things, flying saucer, donut. And in the middle, there's a giant park. It's absolutely wonderful, except that you can't really visit it. You can only overlook it from the visitor center, and that's very Apple, and it's closed off, and there's walls around it. So urbanistically, I'm not a fan, but architecturally, I am. Samsung's new headquarters was designed by NVVJ, and the idea of that is to actually build towers around central courtyards that keep repeating every few floors so that employees will walk out into natural spaces as often as they can and interact as often as they can in the outdoors, which makes a lot of sense in California. And on the lower level, there's public plazas that people can walk through. So that urbanistically works a little bit better. And then finally, Facebook by Frank Gehry. And the best part of that project, also very private because it's Facebook, is a roof, a planted roof where basically the whole staff hangs out most of the time, and really a smart use of a green roof. So those are some of the many new tech headquarters and Google's, you know.
Dispone ahora de un minuto para comprobar sus respuestas.